The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dum Dums and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts, a 6th event podcast, video event one-shots, and an additional video D&D campaign. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dum Dums and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumdumdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dum Dums and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dum Dums and Dice characters and their catchphrases. Go to redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. Get your merchandise today.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dum Dums and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Kor, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. The gang are infiltrating or planning to ambush each other in war zones around Tutu Cup's mansion. Vic refused the temptation of the Emperor's lightsaber. Brash reclaimed it and killed Shatterstar to protect Nyx. Engage led the gang into the vents of Tutu Cup's mansion, and Serpentos sent his new sidekick Explodo to attack the others. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
Engage, you had a lot of vents installed in your old workshop because the kind of weird genetic tampering you did led to all sorts of truly unpleasant smells, and often the need to vent noxious fumes out into the world. But it also occurred to you after the third time you were attacked in your workshop via vent, that vents really, particularly like human-sized vents, really are a mistake and not something worth having. So for you, this is a kind of poetic justice. As you, Brash, a.k.a. Darth Jedi, and Vic, a.k.a. Darth Joey, are crawling through the ventilation system of Tutu Cups' Scarface Mansion, you feel like, you know, all that hard work and suffering is finally going to pay off, because this guy clearly hasn't learned from the mistakes of your past. So fuck him. So the three of you find yourselves crawling through this vent. You can hear the sounds of battle beneath you as you go. This is a full-on, like, Metal Gear-style vent where you're John McClaning your way through. And you can hear that the troops have breached the outer gate and seem to be invading the mansion itself. You can hear, you know, the Cup Syndicate gangsters fighting back on the main floor. Finally, and you keep seeing through, like, slotted vents, like, what's going on, and, you know, the classic, like, oh, things are getting bad down there. You can, like, press triangle to listen for some, like, interesting flavor dialogue. And then finally, you come to the sort of vent at the top of Tutu Cups' kind of office. You can see on his desk he's got just a mountain of spice that he's clearly been working his way through. And as you kind of kick out the vent to get the drop on him, you just see him, like, firing grenades off the balcony back down into his mansion, yelling, "User should say hello to me's a little friend!" And then he just, like, fires a bunch off, slams both the doors, pushes his hand to a keypad, and you see, like, massive sort of, like, metallic arms slide across it. And he goes back over, just takes a fistful of spice, throws it into his face, and goes, "That's the good shit!" Hoo-ah! And that's when you drop out of the vent into his room. And he turns around with kind of his, rapid-fire assault blaster rifle. You know, the kinds that Heavy use in Battlefront 2. He just says, "Oh... it's user guys. You came at a real bad time for Tutu Cups. Grab a weapon and kill some guys for me, would you? It would be a great help."
We'll do. And then I just, like, snort up all of the spice.
Okay. This droid likes to party.
We actually made a bit of an entrance, you may have noticed, when the ship crashed into the enemy army. That was us. Hello.
Oh, cool.
Yes, so I understand that you want to perhaps have a glorious last stand here, but I also understand that you may want vengeance. As you've noticed, there are forces out there linked with a mutual enemy, Agrippa.
Agrippa the Blue! I want vengeance on her more than I want this giant pile of, oh, most of it's gone. And he just pushes a button and a different vent just blasts spice out onto his desk. And he's like, "Ha ha!
Round two."
And he joins you and he says, my army is falling. We did not expect Imperial reinforcements. But if we have a mutual enemy, if you truly want to kill Agrippa, I kind of wish you'd mentioned that earlier. I would not have sent you on a crazy quest to go get money. Did you get that money, by the way?
Yes, we did. Engage, can you give him the money that we stole from the bank?
Okay, somebody crank my arm. Like a lever.
I'll start pumping it like a well.
Here you go, and just all the money starts spurting out my little fanny hole.
Oh, no.
He just raises his shirt. And then just kind of, like, dances under it with his, like, firing his assault rifle in the air occasionally. He's like,
"Wait, Yuza said you had this money already. Did you go rob a bank for this?"
"Well, we had to pick it up from the bank where we had it. It's one of those, it was a roundabout thing. Again, if we'd all known we could have been friends, we wouldn't be here. So here's the thing. You think you need an army to beat Agrippa, but as you may have noticed, Agrippa's army is outside. So what if we just left and then went and killed Agrippa with those codes you have for us? I don't know if you know, but I am a Sith Lord, and this is my apprentice."
And he,
slash
he,
partner.
He just, like, looks at the two of you and he's like, "Hmm. And I killed your master, so that makes Misa a Sith too." And you think
sure.
The death of Xanatos.
"We love The one thing they always say is it's about having three Sith. That's the key.
Yes, the rule of many.
Yes.
Palpatine's like, no.
In my head, I'm like, I know, but this guy's really crazy and I need him.
Okay, look, I have dealt with Gungans before. I had one turn the entire Republic into an empire once. It was a good goof.
Okay, good. This one's not so goofy. He's really more murdery. I've seen him shoot a lot of people directly in the face.
Good, maybe. I don't know. Just stay safe. I've traded hands a lot today. I'm getting kind of tired.
I'm glad we both feel the same way. Let's not keep doing this you're a new person sword for a while. I'm imagining with this being a wealthy mansion, there's got to be some sort of secret bolt hole with a shuttle at the end of it, Vic. I think you've mentioned those kind of things happen.
That makes sense. Do you have one of those here?
Tutu Cups kind of nods and takes like another fistful of spice and then like tosses another one at Engage. And he goes over and like opens a giant kind of like whiteboard. And he's like, Weezer use these for brainstorming sessions, often very helpful for figuring out our kind of drug trade and such. And then he like pops a marker. And he proceeds to quickly draw a diagram kind of the escape route. And, you know, there's still like blast fire hitting the outside doors, but he really is quite well secured in here. So basically he explains that, yes, he has a secret hangar not far from here. And in order to reach Agrippa before her army can get back in time, you'll have to fly through Icos, the gas giant. It's a very dangerous journey, but luckily, Tutu Cups knows the way. He did it once back when he escaped from Agrippa the first time, he never thought he'd do it again, but it seems poetic justice to go back through it. So basically, in order to get to his hangar, you'll need to like pop out the back. He's got like an escape tunnel under his pool. That leads to the launch pad. And he's got a vehicle. It's kind of like a space minivan. It's big enough that it'll hold everyone while not being so large that, you know, it's definitely smaller than the vehicle that like the baby Seamus, but a little bit bigger than the Vic Viper. So he's like, all right, so I guess fuck it, I'll just set Misa Mansion to self-destruct, and we can go.
Great. Can you just give me directions for how to get to that hangar so I could give it to some friends who are outside? We can't leave them here.
Sure. So he quickly explains that. You radio ahead, and all of you kind of get ready to rappel off his back balcony, kind of down. So again, you're on the second floor, so rappel down and then kind of book it for this underground tunnel. Vic, you're considering the dimensions of this room and like how it stacks up against other such cool executive lounges you've seen, and like it's fine. Yeah. I don't know why he keeps blowing dust everywhere. It seems kind of dumb, but maybe he just doesn't have a sweep. You notice two things. One, you notice one of those little mouse droids from the Death Star that's just kind of running around, and it occurs to you that if you put either sweep or dibs in that, it could probably take over its circuitry. Do you think you'd do that, or would you wait for a better body?
I put sweep in there. I need someone with arms for dibs to make me drink still. But
sure. So the little master is like sweep, and then immediately starts like hoovering up spice from the ground.
Hey, welcome back, sweep. Hey, don't take too long with that. This place is going to explode, and that's going to be a real, honestly, big a mess for you to deal with.
Sweep. So sweep stops and then just like rolls up to the side of your foot and is basically just going to follow you around like a dog.
Yeah, and I look to Vic and I say, the street value of that sweep droid is probably about 5,000 credits right now.
That's it?
Well, I mean, let him draw more up of that spice and we'll see what we can get him to before we get out of here.
Oh. Oh, that seems so little. 5,000's a lot, huh? Oh, all right. You guys are funny.
Hey, let's try not attaching any kind of monetary value to my brethren, or else I'm going to have to start poking eyes out left and right, fellas.
Oh, Engage, I'm referring to the spice kept inside the mouse droid right now.
Okay.
The mouse droid is worthless.
What?
And with that, you see a jolly figure hover through the window.
Santa!
Yes, Agrippa, it is me, Santa. Knock, knock.
I was going to say, and immediately start running. Brash is the one person who knows the secret plan of Kano and does not like it.
So, yeah, you see Kano's mask kind of balanced against horribly rotted flesh that's been vaguely tanned in the tannery.
Makes it a bomb.
Serpentos, what do you say through the voice coder as you drift in to get your revenge?
I say, so you all thought that you could sneak away from Serpentos Ultra Magnus. Well, you are fools if you think you can do that. Let me introduce my friend, Explodo. He does one thing very, very well. Why don't you show them what you do, Explodo?
Spoiler alert. The answer is Explodoing. Brash, you've got a head start because you started to run. Everybody else.
I was going
to
say, I would have dragged Nyx with me. I think I couldn't leave him. He's my boy.
Nyx is with you right now.
Oh, outside. Oh, and screw it. Yeah, I just ran.
Yeah. So
spiritually, I turn and go, Nyx! And then I realize he's outside, and then I run.
Vic and Engage, what do you do?
Oh, so we got Explodo there about to explode all over us. I'm going to shoot some of the spice to create a smoke screen so we can basically run away.
Here we call it a coke screen.
Yeah, a coke screen under cover of dustness.
All right, very cool. So we'll say you do that. That gives you guys a split second to try and get out. Only because Ultra Magnus, I feel like you wouldn't detonate Explodo unless, like, you can't monologue to a cloud.
Right.
There's like just a brief moment of like kind of Explodo awkwardly like drifting through the smoke, like looking around.
Can I pull them out and just put them back on the roof until they go down and then
totally.
I
can yeah. In? Yeah, great. So okay. As the smoke screen happens, Explodo just drifts away. Says, turns out I do two things very well. One is Explodoing, the other is biding my time. And then he just drifts back out the window.
And then I say, like, enjoy going down the rope on the balcony. Serpentos is waiting for you.
So then
I have a pork now.
Serpentos, you having overheard where the shuttle is, are also in a mad dash to kind of get there. So as you leave Explodo to do his business, you start making your way to the launch pad as well.
Can I take some like shots at the three people below with my blaster to see if I can like
You're not up there with Explodo. Explodo doesn't have a blaster on him. He is just made of fusion bombs.
Oh, the three NPCs.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. But they're, I guess once they come into view, sure. So the three of them come kind of rushing around the corner, having heard the call. So go ahead and roll me, please, ranged heavy and agility.
Ooh. Okay, so my ranged heavy is 2, my agility is 2. That's 2 yellow.
Yep. And we're going to say 3 purple.
Okay. I want to use a destiny point to...
Do we have any?
You had... you're at 0. You are at 0. You are correct.
There are we don't have any?
Points available. No.
Aww. Some of us may have spent it on vents to specifically prevent you from having any.
Less. All right. Bye.
But otherwise, I'm going to give you 1 boost dice for being able to take your aim. You're kind of expecting them to come running out. They're not expecting you to be in the bushes.
Right.
And go ahead and roll, please.
All right. 2 yellow, 3 purple, 1 blue equals 2 successes, 2 advantages, 2 failures, 2 threats.
So it's a wash.
It doesn't say wash, though. Does it?
I mean,
oh,
you
wait.
Have 2 advantage.
Oh,
2 threat.
Yes. Oh, the end result is wash. Okay, yeah. Never mind. Yeah. Okay. I read that.
So
sorry, my bad.
You go to open fire and Gungan Ramsay just turns and Sterling's like, Hey man, come on, what are you doing? And he's just like, Misa have something I need to do. And he'll just start spinning his knives. And basically just, like, knocking away your blaster fire. Sterling's like, the fuck? You could do that the whole time? He's like, yes, I'm very good with knives. So he just kind of like blasts away the fire. Then they all start running, which is hard for Sterling because he's in a Gronk suit.
Blast you, Gungan Rensby, and your recipe of defense. Damn you.
Yeah, it's available on his website and in his cookbook and also in his branded pots and pans and whatever the fuck else. He's like, Misa learned this in Hell's Kitchen, a famous Gungan burrow. So they go running off. Meanwhile, so the rest of you are hidden behind the Coke screen, but you're also trapped in the office. You know that Explodo is waiting just outside. So basically you have the front door that leads to kind of where the major fighting is happening. You also have the vents. What do you do?
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris. Can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Hello, everyone. This is Tyler Hewitt, just coming at you with a little special offer for you. You know, if you're a fan of what we're doing here on the show, then we have, to borrow a phrase from Jerry Holkins, a patron-oriented experience tailored just for you. If you go to
patreon.com/dumdumdice,
you can sign up and get a bunch of special features that we're not really going to make available to anyone else. So do that now. Well, not right now, but, you know.
Engage, you've had an ability to hack things from a distance, and Explodo is a robot. Serpentos appears to be known for many things, but backup plans and self-awareness don't really seem to make the list.
And his engineering sucks shit.
I don't complain about this. Could you hack into Explodo and maybe make him just blow up on the roof where it won't hurt any of us?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and roll me a mechanics check, please. Serpentos, what is your mechanics skill?
My mechanics? Let me check. My mechanics is 1.
Okay.
And mine is 3.
Yeah, so Guy, you're going to roll 3 yellow, 1 green, 3 purple, 1 black.
Okay. So 1 green, 3 yellow, 3 purple, 1 black. Let's do
and
this.
Weirdly, Adam, would you like to spend one of my destiny points to make this harder for him?
Yes, please.
All right. So that's one. Swap one of those purples out for a red there, sir.
All right. Yeah, hacking. Hold. 2 successes, 1 advantage, 1 despair.
What's your total there, Guy? Do they have one where it tells you like
the end underneath result?
Pardon me?
It'll say the end result if you scroll down from where it just lists all the dice.
It describes them as written and then it shows their symbols and then end result.
Yes, so result is 2 success. Okay. The it's 2 successes, 1 advantage, 1 despair.
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay.
Is the oh, despair is like a triumph, it's its own thing.
Oh.
Okay. Engage, you managed to hack into Explodo. And in doing so, you have a brief moment of communication with Serpentos. What do you say to each other?
You are not my son.
Who is this? Who speaks to Serpentos?
It's me and Engage, fella. Remember, I was your daddy Tanner, but not you. Waka's daddy.
Ah, yes. You're the one whose head I require for my secret plan. Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you give me your head for my secret plan? I can encourage you to do it by telling you that if you do it, you can become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about this? You give me your balls. Psych! You don't got none, Buster!
And then Explodo bursts into flame. And you just see, he explodes. He, blows a chunk off the back of the balcony. And there's just, little raining bits. And Kano's mask kind of clanks off the desk to the ground.
Blast!
All right, so...
fucking green goblin reacting to Spider-Man in the golden age of comics.
There goes my plan. Well, always next week.
Blast!
All right, Zooms! So with that, you all leap dramatically off the balcony with and Two Cups. It's just like, Misa don't know who the fuck that was, but good work. the four of you make your way down into the tunnels. Serpentos,
where am I?
So you're making your way. You're not going through the tunnels. You're kind of making your way through the woods to this launch site. However, when Explodo went, I think it momentarily fried your circuits a bit. So just you kind of lost transmission. You had to take the helmet off for a hot second, just to kind of get your bearings. You're kind of rushing through the woods to try and get there in the nick of time.
Are there any vehicles nearby?
Sure. We'll say you find there's a the equivalent of an ATV, but awesome. Space ATV.
Space TV.
Yeah. So you mount up on your space TV tear off towards this. So you're kind of bouncing along through weaving through the trees. The Porg is wearing little goggles. You're wearing your helmet. You're making a mad dash. Meanwhile, the four of you meet up with Gungan Ramsay and Sterling and Nyx. Sterling is like, Gronk, good to see you. Tutu kind of quickly points out the space minivan. It would seem that he was kind of underselling this vehicle. This is actually not a bad ship. Looks a little bit like Serenity from Firefly. So it's still a smallish vessel, but it's got some moves. Sort of top gun, bottom gun, and then a couple of stabilizers at the sides. Guy, what is the name of this ship?
The name of the ship is the SS Rhinox.
Great. So Two Cups is like,
he cannot get away from Hasbro.
He's like, Misa, a big fan of the HoloNet show Beasties. God. Because they weren't called Beast Wars.
In Canada.
Naboo. Misa named this for my first dog, Rhinox. Get aboard! As you kind of do the classic Han Solo, run up the ramp, there's an explosion at the back of the space, and you see just an ATV flying through the air. Serpentos... you've got time to shoot one of them. Who do you aim at? The NPCs are also there. You have free range. Who do you take aim at?
Of anybody?
Yeah. They're all doing the Han Solo, running up the ramp thing. So you have a brief moment to open fire. You get the sense they're probably going to get away, but at the least you can probably take one of them out before they do.
Can I okay, here's what I want to do. So I want my space ATV. I'll jump off of it. And I want that to ram into the ship Mm-hmm. So we can try to like maybe bust up the engines or something. And okay. then when I'm like midair, I want to use my fork gun to take out, what's his name? Nyx? What, Nyx?
Yep.
Yeah. And so then I'll dive through the air and be like, we never really met. I only kind of know you through Waka, but I know that you are the heart of Brash. And now it's time to bash Brash's heart. Serpentos Ultra Magnus. And then
it's a full like Mega
so
Man
airtime for that line.
I was going to say.
Oh, I'm like, yeah.
Tom, knowing that he did a monologue before he did it, can I spend a story point to intercept the hit?
Maybe. Let's see how he rolls first.
All right.
So, Adam, this is three purple.
Okay. To be fair, I'm saying this monologue as before I jump off. So, like, I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, yep. I'm going to ram it into your ship, too. And then I'm going to jump.
I got you. You actually said a bunch of this before you were in the room. Just like,
I'm going to drive this into their ship, and then I will shoot one of them because they are the heart, and I will bash Brash's heart.
As I'm driving, it's like my voice gets louder and louder. And like, and I will go, Brash's.
Great. All right. Go ahead.
Sorry. What was it? It was a.
So this will be ranged heavy.
Oh, that is two. So that's two, a yellow. And then, and then I got my.
What's your agility?
Oh, that's a good question. Agility is two as well.
Okay, so it's two yellow.
Mm-hmm. And can I use a
two purple?
Can I use a destiny point because there's one available?
I don't know how you want to do it.
But I used your dark.
Yeah, spent a Tom point, so it's technically now become a hero point.
Yeah.
So Ryan,
I'm going to say yes, and then Ryan will talk about what we can do with your jumping.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll just see how this goes out. Now, if I don't got it, then I don't got it. But technically, I'm on the dark side, so see. We'll see how this goes.
That's a misnomer. I don't know why they assume that the DM is on the dark side, the players are on the light side. They clearly haven't met you guys. all right, so Adam, I'll say you can add an additional green then for your destiny point.
Okay, so I got a green. Two yellow, two purple?
That is correct. And then I'm going to say one setback dice for leaping through the air off an ATV. Hmm. So one black.
Oh, man. Can I brace?
No. I mean, sure. You know what? You can, but the black dice remains.
Oh, jeez. But I... right. Fine. Okay. So I got a green, two yellow, two purple. I brace, but they're still black. All right. Doom. Ooh, three successes, one threat.
What's the damage on your weapon there, sir? On the fork gun?
Ooh, fork gun. Heavy fork gun looks like seven.
Okay. Brash, you begin to like run to leap in front of the blast. Can you roll me, please, we're going to go with, athletics.
Alrighty.
So that is, brawn and athletics, please.
Cool. What's the difficulty?
I'm going to say four. This was even though he was monologuing, everyone was caught pretty flat-footed. It's not like you're all standing in a line, you know?
Yeah. Two failure, two threat. I have nothing in athletics, and my brawn is one. So there was no chance.
You turn to start to sprint towards him, but unfortunately you get caught in your dramatic Sith cloak and stumble, falling into the Gronk droid. Who just yells, Gronk, and the two of you collapse together. And as you kind of struggle up to your knees, you just see a bright blue flash of a lightning gunshot, of a fork gunshot. You see it punch through Nyx's chest. And he just kind of looks at it for a moment. And then he turns to Vic, because he's closest, and just says, Mr. Denbar, I don't feel so good. And then managing to just lock eyes with you one last time, Brash, and smile, he turns to Ash.
Vic scoops up some of the ash in his hands, still scrambling to get aboard, and just kind of yells like, maybe we could save him! As he climbs up.
And I think Brash...
I suck up the ash.
Brash stops where he is on the, like, the ramp, and he just reaches down and he pulls the cloak off. Mm-hmm. So there's just like naked, except for like, you know, UFC shorts style Brash. And he undoes his top knot and he throws the thing to the ground. So the hair is down around him. So he looks vaguely like Cristiano Ronaldo meets a UFC fighter meets the girl from The Grudge. And then it's just, he does that like raising the hand and the lightsaber is down. And then he would like to start walking towards Serpentos and force lightning him. Because I think he's never had more rage / fear than he does right now.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at The Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dumb Dumbs and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Dice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, Sue One, Devin Boyce, George Dolby, One True Artistry, Anthony Griffin, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.